Ako po si Erickson Cruz at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders ng iglesyang ito. Ano kaya ang masarap lutuin mamaya? Yan po ang usually na naiisip ko pagka ako po ay pauwi na sa amin, galing ng trabaho at nakikita ko po na mapapadaan na naman ako sa West Zone. So kung kayo po ay kagaya ko na mahilig kumain, mahilig magluto, marahil siguro naging kultura na natin mga Pilipino na mag-recycle ng mga lalagyan ng mga kape, mayonnaise. Pwede nating lagyan ng mga condiments gaya ng asin, paminta at asukal. So, pero kung since itong mga to ay para-parehas po yung itsura nila, pag hindi po tayo maingat, ay maaring mali ang condiments na makuha natin at mailagay sa luto natin at magiging disaster. So, paano po natin maiwasan ito? We will put a label para ma-distinguish po natin kung ano yung mga tunay na ingredients na gagamitin natin sa ating mga lulutuin. Kaya po ng passage natin ngayon sa James, Book of James, nagbibigay po siya ng distinguishing mark if a person possesses true and genuine wisdom or not. If hindi natin ito madidistinguish sa buhay po natin, our lives could turn into a disaster as well. Ito po ang titingnan natin ngayong gabi. And before we go to our passage, our study, samahan niyo po muna akong manalangin. Let's pray. Father, we pray for your guidance tonight as we read your word and open your word. May you, Lord, guide our thoughts. May you grant your wisdom sa amin. We pray for clarity, O Lord, as I speak to your people ngayong gabi. Give us heart na malambot, Panginoon, to accept your direction, Panginoon, to accept your commands, Panginoon, sa buhay namin. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Buksan po ninyo ang inyong mga Bible sa James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. James 3:13-18. Dito po makikita natin that the Apostle James sa unang bahagi po ng chapter 3 focuses more generally sa issue po ng dila or tongue. Ina-address po niya or tina-challenge ni James ang mga teachers of God's Word in terms of guarding their tongues na dapat gamitin lamang ito sa pag-build up at hindi sa pag-tear down ng bawat isa. Ang passage natin ngayong gabi naman will focus on sa wisdom. Si James po stresses that the tongue is a reflection po ng kung ano pong meron sa mga puso natin. Sa mga puso po natin, hindi po natin kayang baguhin ng ating sariling kalakasan lamang. Kinakailangan pong baguhin muna ito ng ating Panginoon. You have to have God's grace in order to have a changed heart. James now gives a similar connection sa wisdom, na kung saan true wisdom comes from the heart that has been transformed by God. So now James asks this question about how a person would know kung totoo nga ba na may tunay siya na wisdom sa kanyang puso. If you're writing ngayong gabi, ang main point po natin is true wisdom from God separates itself from worldliness and pursue a righteous, peace-loving character. Ulitin ko po. True wisdom from God separates itself from worldliness and pursue a righteous, peace-loving character. Meron po tayong tatlong observations dito. Yung una po is what true wisdom is. Verse 13. What true wisdom is not. Verse 14-16. And what true wisdom looks like. Verse 17-18. So tingnan po natin ang verse 13, which is what
true wisdom is. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his word in the meekness of wisdom. James is saying that wisdom is not just a matter of how much one knows, but it shows kung paano po niya isapamuhay ito. True wisdom is shown by our behavior. Ang tunay na Christian lives out rightly according to the wisdom from above. Ang mga choices po niya are marked by godly wisdom. So in these closing verses ng chapter 3, James somehow echoes yung teaching po ng Proverbs kung paano po gamitin yung wise at understanding together. Sabi po ng Proverbs chapter 3 verse 15, "Blessed is the one who holds wisdom, and blessed is the one who finds understanding." Proverbs 4 verse 5, "Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth." Proverbs 4 verse 7, "The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom, and whatever you get understanding." Scripture holds high regard about wisdom and understanding. So what is wisdom and understanding? According po kay Pastor Jason Burrus, and I quote, "Wisdom and understanding is the ability to understand what is true about God, about ourselves, and about the world that He created, and how we can relate to each other that will be glorifying to God." So understanding po is the ability na maunawaan ang truth, while wisdom is the ability to apply the truth. If ganun na lamang po ka-importante ang wisdom sa Scripture, how do you find the importance of wisdom sa inyong mga buhay? Gaano ba ito ka-importante sa inyo? Is there anything na pwede pa rin pamalit sa true wisdom? True wisdom lead us to know God deeply and enter a true relationship sa Kanya. When true wisdom is applied sa ating mga buhay, it will show true evidences ng pagbabago. Kaso po, ang problema is, ito pong true wisdom hindi po natural sa atin. Hindi po siya natural. We are born foolish. Sabi po ng Scripture, we are sinners. The fact na tinatanong ni James ang question na to, who are wise and understanding, means na pwede nating mamali ang sagot natin. We can get the answer wrong. That we may think na we are wise, but in turn, we are fools. Itong tanong na to serve as an evaluation para sa atin, how we are using wisdom in relation to God and His people. It also serves as qualifying questions for those who aspire leadership. Yung mga taong dapat natin pakinggan at sundin. And it also serves as a verifying question for those among us na pwedeng tularan, pamarisan, at pwedeng maging mentors. Maybe narito po tayo ngayon, maybe some of us would think na okay lang naman siguro na hindi masyado maging concern about sa pagiging wise. Para lang yan sa mga leaders or mga pastors. Hindi naman ako involved sa anything with ministry roles. Okay naman ako na umaattend at interested ako sa kaligtasan, pero yung wisdom, wala lang. Mga kaibigan, those that are wise are characterized as those who know God and known by God. So how do we know who are wise? Sabi po sa verse 13, it is by their good conduct, shown in their work in meekness of wisdom. So ano pong itsura ng good conduct na ito? True wisdom is evident sa buhay ng isang Kristiyano. But true wisdom in a Christian's life is not characterized by just sa pagsunod po ng mga law. Bilang mga Kristiyano, we have to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Sabi po yan sa Galatians 5 verse 22 to 23. We are to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. Romans 12 verse 2. We have a spring of water welling up in our lives to eternal life. John 4 verse 14. The image of fruit and wells of water teaches that the Christian life involves more than role keeping. It's somewhat spontaneous. Hindi mo kailangang ilista ang iyong mabubuting gawa. When you live out the quiet work of the Spirit in meekness, ang good conduct o pamumuhay ng isang Kristiyano is almost automatic na. And sometimes, invisible na sa atin. Since kusang loob na ang paggawa mo ng mabuti, madalas hindi mo na ito naalala. It becomes routine kindness. Pero mga kapatid, one day, King Jesus will tell his servants, receive your inheritance. For when I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick in prison, you visited me. Then his servants will answer, Panginoon, kailan? Kailan namin ginawa ito? Hindi namin maalala. Kailan namin ginawa ito? When you are hungry, we fed you. Nung nawalan kayo ng trabaho, pinatuloy namin kayo sa bahay namin. When walang-wala kayo, pinahiram namin kayo ng pera. Kailan namin ginawa ito? And the king will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of these least, my brothers, you did it to me. You did it to me. Christian life is driven by godly wisdom that manifested good deeds, and it is done in meekness, in humility. Meekness is an inward attitude. The meek do not resent adversity because they accept everything as being the effect of God's wise and loving purpose for them, so that they can accept injuries from people, knowing that these are permitted by God for their ultimate good. So true wisdom that comes from above is expressed in the attitude in meekness that is similar to Christ Jesus. So how about you, mga kapatid? How will you describe ang wisdom na meron ka ngayon? Would you say that it is godly? How are you applying godly wisdom sa conflict ninyong mag-asawa? Kapag ikaw ay humaharap sa matitinding tukso, how can you be wise? Kapag naubos na ang pasensya mo sa ibang tao, sa mga decision making mo kapag ikaw ay namumblema na, so how can you be wise? Would you say na kapag nakakaranas ka ng ganito, would you say that the wisdom na nasa sayo is godly or worldly? So what then is worldly wisdom? Tingnan po natin ang ating second point. What wisdom is not? Verse 14 to 16. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes from above, but it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and vile and every vile practice. James is saying that a man's selfish character can contradict his claim to have true wisdom. Bitter jealousy and self-ambition is an evidence that a person doesn't really have true wisdom. Because true wisdom po is really God-given. It is a good behavior that is proven by good deeds in a gentleness of wisdom. Mapapansin niyo po sa verse 14, he says that it is boastful. It is false to the truth. Ano po bang itsura nito? It is boastful in a sense that it conveys not a sense of servanthood. Gaya po ng salita na to na, I will bear your burden. It is the opposite ng example po ni Jesus Christ of humility. It conveys a message na, look, do you see how superior I am to you? How successful I am? Gaano kadaming kayamanan o katalinuhan? It is looking to his own interest and serving his own purposes. It is boastful. And it does see that it is false to the truth. It does not align with the truth, and ang kasamang palad po is that person who is worldly wise cannot see beyond his life to understand that actually, in the Bible's point of view, he is foolish. Paul gives us an example sa Philippians chapter 1, verse 17, that there are people who are preaching. They are proclaiming Christ in their selfish ambition. So saan po nagmumula ang worldly wisdom? Ano po ang source nito? Tingnan po natin ang verse 15. Ang worldly wisdom daw po is earthly. Bakit po earthly? Because its desires and concerns are of the earth and it has no concern for heavenly things. Ito po ay unspiritual. Wala pong ni bahid ng work of the Holy Spirit. Hindi po kailangan ng natural person na Holy Spirit para siya'y sumaya. As long as nakukuha po niya ang gusto niya, to feel better, to feel secure, to feel good about themselves. And tapos, pupunta po sila sa mga tao na who are teaching this kind of stuff. Who are teaching, promoting self-improvement, self-help teachings to make these people really feel good, will tell them that they are really doing okay. Sabi po ng 2 Timothy verse 4 and 3, verse 4 and 3, they would, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passion. Instead of seeking to come to God and bow down to Him because we incur His wrath. And sabi po ng passage, it is demonic. It has the power and influence from Satan himself and his followers. Sabi po ng scripture, for the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. Ano po ang pinakasentro ng worldly wisdom na to? Tingnan niyo po ang verse 14 and 16. It's bitter jealousy and selfish ambition. And the evidence or outcome of this worldly wisdom is disorder and every vile practice.
In view po ng katotohanan na to, I think na hindi na po nakapagtataka na ang mundo natin is napakagulo.
People think that if there is just a little bit of kindness to everyone, all is well. But look at the outcome of the worldly wisdom that James is telling us. Ang disenteng pamumuhay ay hindi sapat upang magkaroon ng peace and order.
The world rejects the wisdom of God and have seen ang kaguluhan na naidudulot nito. How disorder abounds, gaya ng mga problema ng droga, problema ng krimen, problema ng abortion, same-sex marriage at marami pang iba. And this is a great tragedy.
This worldly wisdom is full of envy, self-centeredness, and the lives governed by this type of wisdom is characterized by disorder and vile practice.
Ang tao po na who has bitter jealousy and selfish ambition, they are insecure, always envying other people. They are self-focused, self-preoccupied.
How about you, mga kapatid? How is your heart towards sa mga tao or sa mga kapwa natin who are more physically good-looking, much more athletic, maybe mas matangkad, mas maputi sa inyo? Do you envy them?
How do you feel when you look at others, pag nakikita mo yung buhay nila, na yung pamumuhay nila, it seems na parang napakadali. Parang walang dinadalang mga problema. Samantalang ikaw, hindi mo na alam kung kailan ka kakain, delayed yung sahod mo, your family may problema sa Pinas, and you are here. How do you feel about that? Do you envy those people?
How is your heart towards others who are more successful than you?
Are you bothered na kapag pinaparinggan ka ng iba na hanggang ngayon, wala ka pa ring ipon? Nandito ka sa abroad, katagal-tagal mo na sa abroad, wala ka pa ring ipon?
How do you feel about that?
Or, how do you feel naman na nakikita mo yung ibang families na kumpleto? Narito ang mga anak nila, narito ang mga asawa nila. And ikaw, you have to leave your family sa Pilipinas para makapagtrabaho dito.
Do you feel jealous sa mga taong yan, sa mga kapatid na to?
Do you envy those who are more competent sa salita ng Diyos? And by becoming more competent, maraming lumalapit sa kanila. Do you envy those people?
Mga kapatid, how much time do you spend thinking about yourselves?
Ano po ang mga binabasa nyo or pinapanood nyo ngayon?
How much time do you spend on social media? How much time or what type of
things do you listen to? Or sino po ang mga pinapakinggan ninyo?
Does it help this na makatulong sa inyo to fill your minds with godly wisdom? Church, how is your heart towards those who are financially successful? Na nakikita mo na naka-adjust na sila doon sa level na yon, na they have already finished yung kanilang mga obligations financially. Do you envy those people? Do you envy those people na madaling lapitan? Na very approachable? And because you see them like that way, umiiwas ka na lang. You isolate yourself. Do you envy those people?
Brothers, jealousy is self-centeredness at its worst. It robs us of joy and chokes out contentment. It hardens the heart and stifles gratitude. It assumes that God's resources are too limited for Him to bless another and still bless us. Ang selfish ambition naman po is to be self-seeking and always looking out for one's own interests above the interests of anyone else, even to the expense na you are destroying that person's life. Pero in truth, in the process, you are also destroying your own life. But there is another type of wisdom. A wisdom na yung centrality nito is not centered on jealousy or selfish ambition. And ito po ang kailangan nating i-pursue. So tingnan po natin ang ating last point. What true wisdom looks like.
But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
We see in this verse that the source of true wisdom is from above.
It is from God at hindi po nagmumula sa atin. Kahit na tumingin po tayo sa ating mga sarili, it will not come from us because hindi po natural ito sa atin. We are foolish. We are sinners. Pero mga kapatid, sa pamamagitan po ng pakikinig natin at pag-submit natin sa Diyos, we will become wise.
James tells us that true wisdom from above is known also by 8 characteristics and 1 result. Tingnan po natin itong mga 8 characteristics na to. So the wisdom that comes from above is first, pure, blameless like Christ, not tolerating or using his own wisdom para sa kanyang advantage or even using his own wisdom to justify sin. It is pure. It is also peaceable. Lover of peace and promoter of peace, umiiwas sa gulo at hindi po promotor ng kaguluhan. It is gentle. It is kind at hindi harsh sa kapwa. Mahinahon ang kalooban. Open to reason. Open to reason. Quick to listen and slow to speak. Take time to understand others and be considerate sa ibang opinion ng mga kapatid and without being judgmental. Next is full of mercy and good fruit. Loving and caring for others. Inuuna po ang kapakanan ng iba.
Lastly, impartial and sincere. Hindi basta-basta pumapanik kapag may pagtatalo. Pinapakinggan ang magkabilang panig, hindi bias, hindi pakitang tao lamang, but genuine. And then James conclude this chapter by showing ang end result ng isang buhay na may true wisdom. Sabi po niya, a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Ang pamumuhay ng may kapayapaan is characterized by a harvest of righteousness. Ito po ang buhay na pinagpala ng Diyos. It echoes ang teaching ni Jesus Christ sa Sermon on the Mount. Sabi po ni Jesus, blessed are the peacemakers for they are called the sons of God. Since they are called the sons of God, because of true wisdom, they resemble God. They are looked like God. Mapapansin po natin na this list finds its fulfillment sa buhay po ng ating Panginoong Jesus. He is the wisdom of God na isinabamuhay dito sa lupa. Jesus Christ is the true wisdom that comes from above. Kung gusto mong malaman kung ano ang true wisdom, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Jesus is our peacemaker. He made peace with God for us. Kasi po, for God in His wisdom, He sent Jesus Christ to die for those who are bitter, jealous, self-seeking, vile, chaotic, people-pleasing, self-centered people like you and me. Jesus, being the person of meekness, did not revile, did not retaliate, did not answer back while He was being beaten, mocked, and spit upon. King Jesus, being the perfect wisdom of God, siya po ay pure. He is unblemished, walang bahid ng karumihan ng kasalanan, the perfect sacrifice for our sins. And everyone who hopes in Him purifies himself because He is pure. He is peaceable. Through Him, He reconciles to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. He is gentle. For you who are weary, sabi po niya, and heavily laden, come to me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. He is open to reason. As our great high priest, He is able to sympathize to our needs. He listens to our plea and pleads with us, for us, before God. He is full of mercy. He has shown you and me His full mercy by taking upon the full punishment of God for us. He is full of good fruits. He is the true vine. So church, you are His branches, and anyone who abides in Him can bear much fruit. He is impartial. He broke in His flesh the dividing wall of hostility between God and man, so that every man, whether Jew or Greek, poor or rich, Filipinos or non-Filipinos, can come to God. Lastly, He is sincere. He is true sa Kanyang mga salita that on the third day, Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Sabi po niya, I lay down my life and I am able to take it back again. My friends, maybe, or this is the wisest thing
na pwede mong gawin ngayong gabi is to come to Jesus para sa kapatawaran ng inyong mga kasalanan. So repent from your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God's true wisdom. And Christians, growing in godly wisdom is delighting in the Word of God. Pero nawa ay huwag nating makalimutan na itong paglago sa godly wisdom is a community work. It is a community work because it involves growing together with the community of believers. We are praying that God will raise wise people, brothers and sisters dito sa church, through discipleship, relationship, through training, and ministry. We pray na God will raise up people who we can look up to, that by their lives characterized by true wisdom, we can imitate their lives. And as Christians, we should strive to pursue the wisdom that comes from above, to govern our lives on how we face our daily challenges, on how we lead our families, the godly wisdom that we need in our ministries in this church. We should give thanks and praise sa Panginoong Jesucristo, for He is the embodiment of wisdom that God graciously given us. And brothers and sisters, consider this. We should demonstrate godliness by your humble works produced from true wisdom. We must despise the worldly wisdom that yields wickedness. We must delight in this wisdom that yields righteousness. Because true wisdom from God separates itself from worldliness and pursue a righteous, peace-loving character. Tayo po'y manalangin. Father in heaven, we pray as we look unto Jesus, the true wisdom that comes from above. Would you help us to despise this wisdom of the world? Would you enable us to be wise in your wisdom? Would you cause my brothers and sisters to strive to be peacemakers? Would you cause us to apply the teachings we have heard today? In Christ's name, amen.